Trains were humming, loudspeakers blaring, porters rushing about shouting at one another. And altogether, there was so much noise that Mr. Brown, who saw him first, had to tell his wife several times before she understood. A bear on Paddington Station. Mrs. Brown looked at her husband in amazement. "Don't be silly, Henry. There can't be." Seeing that something was expected of it, the bear stood up and politely raised its hat, revealing two black ears. "Good afternoon," it said in a clear voice. The bear puffed up its chest. "I'm a very rare sort of bear," he replied importantly. "There aren't many of us left." "And where do you come from?" asked Mrs. Brown. The bear looked round carefully before replying. "Darkest Peru. I'm not really supposed to be here at all. I'm a stowaway." Well, Michael Bunn's marmalade sandwich-loving Peruvian bear first sauntered onto the page in 1958 in A Bear Called Paddington, named after the London station on which he was found. Paddington has been delighting generations of children all over the world ever since. And now for the first time, he is appearing in the cinemas too. And I warmly commend the film. Paddington is a charming and funny little adventure about a very polite, a very friendly bear who yearns for a new home in London, who gets into all sorts of problems. The producer, David Heyman, says Paddington Bear is a universally loved character, treasured for his optimism, his sense of fair play, and his perfect manners, and of course, for his unintentional talent for comic chaos. Michael Bond, who created Paddington, said Paddington is very real to me. Eternally optimistic, always coming back for more. No matter how many times his hopes are dashed, for him it's simply the joy of a little bear who's an outsider getting into scrapes and mishaps, always with the best intentions and coming out on top every time. Paddington, he says, stands up for things. He's not afraid to give people a hard stare when necessary. But why is Paddington so popular? Well, nestled deep in our hearts is a longing to have a home where we are accepted the way we are, for stability and love. Bond says, we've all experienced the good and the bad of home and the family relationships associated with it. Most of us want home to be a place of intimacy, of connection. But for too many, they know the pain when home is not that way. The longing to belong is in each one of us. Michael Bond says, the inspiration for Paddington came from seeing Jewish evacuee children pass through Reading Railway Station from London during what was known as the Kinder Transport of the late 1930s, when these Jewish children were transported from all over Europe to England and Scotland. They all had a label around their necks, said Michael Bond. Their name and address was on it, and they had their little case or package containing all their treasured possessions. So Paddington, he says, in a sense, was a refugee, and I do not think there is a sadder sight than refugees. Although Paddington is very definitely for children, there is a message for grown-ups too. In the film, we meet Nicole Kidman, who plays the evil taxidermist who's out to stuff Paddington, literally. But she said this about the film. She said, "It's about how we embrace strangers and people with cultural differences, and that's an important message right now, particularly for young people." One of the memorable sayings of Paddington Bear, Paddington's proverb, is a challenge for grown-ups too. He says, "In London, nobody's alike, which means everyone fits in. Nobody's alike, so everyone fits in." But the sad thing is, that's not true for many people. Xenophobia, racism, is directed often at immigrants, even at refugees, and it doesn't stop the English Channel. Which is why Paddington gives us an insight into the Christian message, the Christmas message in particular. You see, from God's perspective, in God's eyes, we are all like Paddington Bear. We all wear an invisible label that says, "Please look after this bear. Thank you." See, we were all created by love, to give love, and receive love. But the Bible says, because of evil in this world, like Paddington, we are orphaned. We're refugees, foreigners, strangers, outsiders, lost, in need of a home. Orphans. They're all terms used in the Bible to describe our condition. In fact, in one passage, the Bible says, "Remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world." That's a description of our human condition. Excluded from citizenship, that means we're like refugees. Without God, that means we're orphaned. Without hope, we're vulnerable, with no future, no security, no home. But the very next verse tells us what our condition can be because of Jesus. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ." You see, we were lost, but Jesus came that first Christmas to find us, to rescue us, to adopt us, to bring us home and give us a secure future in God's family. Here's another very important passage in the Bible about being lost and found. "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." The Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, "Abba, Father." The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we're children, we are heirs. Heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we might share in his glory. Now, there are three very profound, very wonderful truths, very simple truths in this passage. I just want to draw out to summarize the Christmas message. And the first is that God the Father will adopt us into his family. The Spirit you received brought about your adoption, and by him we cry, "Abba, Father." That's what it means to become a Christian, to be brought into a right relationship with God as our Father. God's choice to adopt us into his family is one of the precious truths of the Bible. Here's an illustration. Little girl teased in the playground because she was adopted. But one day she worked out the significance and she responded, "Well, at least my parents definitely chose me. They didn't choose you, but they chose me. They knew all about me and they still wanted me." You see, an adopted child is special because they've been chosen. God knows all about you. He knows all about me. All the things we've ever done. All the things we've failed to do. God knows all about us. And yet he still wants to adopt us into his family. He loves us so much that he sent Jesus to save us. God the Father wants to adopt us into his family. Secondly, God the Spirit assures us we are his children. He assures us we are his children. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. When we are adopted, when we trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live with us and in us to assure us of our adoption. See, there are no orphans in God's family. You cannot be a Christian without being a member of God's family. So Paddington's proverb certainly applies to God's family if it doesn't apply to London. In church, nobody's alike, which means everyone fits in. We're all different. We're all unique. Different sizes, different shapes, different colours. But when we're adopted into God's family, we all fit in. We're here to support and assist one another as brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit indwells us. He assures us. He equips us. And he binds us together into a unique family of many different nationalities, even darkest Peru. So when we trust in Jesus, God the Father adopts us into his family, and God the Spirit assures us we are children of God. And the third truth we learn from this passage is that God the Son shares his inheritance with us. If we are children, we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. You see, in the ancient world, the idea of adoption had profound significance. An adopted child was someone deliberately chosen by the adoptive father to perpetuate his name and inherit his estate. In fact, an adopted son had more privileges and a higher status even than the natural children. The Bible says that when we trust in Jesus, we literally become co-heirs with King Jesus. We will reign with him, not in Buckingham Palace, but in heaven forever and ever and ever. Three profound truths. God the Father adopts us into his family. God the Spirit assures us we are his children. And God the Son shares his inheritance with us. If you're thinking of buying a book for Christmas, I recommend Knowing God by Jim Packer. In it he says this: do I as a Christian understand myself? Do I know my own real destiny, my identity? I'm a child of God. God is my Father. Heaven is my home. Every day is one day nearer. My Savior is my brother. Every Christian is my brother and sister too. Say it over and over to yourself, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, as you wait for the bus, any time your mind is free, and ask that you may be enabled to live as one who knows it is all utterly and completely true. For this is the Christian secret of the happy life. This is the Christian secret of the Christian life, the God-honoring life. Jim Packer says, may this secret become fully yours and fully mine. And if you know that you have been adopted, if God's Spirit is reassuring you of that step you've made at some time in the past, that you are a child of God, that you are a co-heir with Christ, then let me ask you, are you going to share that good news, that love and that joy and that peace with others this Christmas? Who might you adopt, even just for Christmas Day? How about serving in the kitchen in Egham at Christmas, or serving in the food bank, or at Beesom. Or maybe find out more about East to West assisted lodging scheme, helping teenagers in need of a home. But if maybe tonight you are identifying with Paddington, you're feeling unloved, unwanted, like an orphan or a refugee, do you want to be adopted? Then take this promise seriously. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor a human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. You see, when we receive Jesus, when we believe in him as our Lord and our Savior, we become children of God. We are born all over again. We're adopted into his family. We were given that assurance that we have our sins forgiven, that we have eternal life. And we discover our place in the family of God. What a glorious future. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son to earth that first Christmas. Thank you that he paid the punishment for my sins by dying on the cross. Thank you that he rose again to prove we have everlasting life. I place my trust in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life and assure me I am your adopted child. Help me discover my place in your family. And help me to share your love with others this Christmas. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time tonight, then please tell me afterwards. I'd love to give you a booklet that will tell you more about Jesus and how you can know him better. And if you're still not sure, then we invite you to join our Christianity Explored course, which begins in January. It does three things. It answers three questions. Who is Jesus? Why did Jesus come? And how can we know him? It's a seven-week course. And I highly recommend it. By the way, Paddington might never have existed if Michael Bond had not done his Christmas shopping earlier. Because before his fictional version appeared on a page, Paddington really did exist. He existed as a real teddy bear. Bond says, on Christmas Eve, 1956... he was out hunting for a present for his wife, and he saw a teddy bear left on a shelf all by himself in a London shop, and he felt sorry for it. He adopted the bear, took it home as a present for his wife, and they lived happily ever after. And that's where the story really began. They lived by Paddington, by the way. But if Jesus has adopted you into God's family, then maybe, just maybe, someone will write a story about you. For the adventure is about to begin.